the three realities that your church wants us to understand and enter into are here today in these readings. In the first, we have the servant and who he is. He's Israel. He sums up Israel in himself. Then in the psalm, we have this psalm of a suffering man. And we, Jesus said these psalms. And he said this psalm: "For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb you are my strength." You see, "Be a rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked." This is Jesus praying to the Father. And it's our prayer whenever we need it. And then, in the Gospel, we have a model set forth for us. Remember, the third thing we do in Lent is learn how to live the Gospel. Well, we have two examples here on how not to live the Gospel. We have two traitors. And this is an under-theme, sub-theme, or whatever the word might be, in the whole of Holy Week. Church says, look, there are two traitors. Which one are you? You're a traitor. Now, which one are you? Are you the one who hangs himself? Or are you the one who weeps? You got your choice. But you're a traitor. You've sinned. You've betrayed him. You're one of the reasons why he's suffering. Okay? That's a fact. Now, are you going to be the traitor who kills himself? Or the traitor who weeps and is forgiven and finally restored and made the first pope? This is a theme we've had, as I think I pointed out, in Lent. It's instructing us on how to live. Be loyal, loyal, loyal. And when you sin, weep and repent, and you'll be a saint. So, we have here now the second servant song. I think I pointed out yesterday that it was fashionable in exegesis for a long time under the influence of a man by the name of Bernard Doom, German exegete, to isolate these four passages from where they're found in Isaiah. We've returned now to understand that they're not four isolated songs inserted into the text. They're an organic part of that whole section of Isaiah, you know, from 50 to 66. And here it is, you see, or actually really more from 40 to 55. And so, if you listen closely, you can hear the voice of the Lord as he accepts his vocation. Hear me, O islands. Hear, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. The name? Yehoshua. Emmanuel. You know, either the Lord saves or God is with us. Okay. He made me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me. So I'm these two things, but I'm hidden. You are my servant, he said to me. You are Israel, through whom I show my glory. So the whole vocation of Israel, to bring a knowledge of the one true God to the world, is summed up in Jesus. Because knowledge of the one true God comes, yes, incipiently through revelation, the law, Moses, the liturgy of the Israel people. But ultimately it comes through revelation. Nobody knows the Father but the Son. and the one to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And that is the fruit of the cross. So though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing, this is the servant, this prophet, who's identified. Now he's getting a lot of his understanding of the role of the one to come from the life of Jeremiah, whose life, and not just his words, was a prophecy. You see? And for nothing, uselessly spent my strength. Now listen to how the Lord consoles and builds him up. Yet my reward is with the Lord. My recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as a servant from the womb. Do you know, the early fathers of the church proved the passion and resurrection from the Old Testament. Because it's scripture. It's describing God's plan. Justin Martyr was a great example of that. Okay. Yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb. This is Jesus. That Jacob may be brought back to him, God's people, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. And now, the fruit of all his suffering. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. You, Jesus, my eternal Son, are the light to the world. And those who turn to you, you see, my salvation will reach them. That's the mystery of the cross. This is why if you have your Magnificat, see, at prayer time, you could go back over these. Huh? And then this Psalm 71, you see, I take refuge, let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me. My mouth shall declare your justice. Day by day, your salvation. Jesus, the glorious one, you see, is in heaven right now, declaring the name of the Father to all of heaven and to the whole universe. See, that's who he is, you see. You have taught me from my youth, and until the present, I proclaim your wondrous deeds. And then as I say, these liturgies have been crafted by the Holy Spirit. Huh? These are the ancient liturgies. You see, and so we have this story. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. He knows it. And so after the initial, who is it, and all the rest, he says to Judas, do what you have to do. And he goes out. And at that moment, in such a paradox, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. There's the glory of God. That is the radiant manifestation of God's saving presence. That's the kavod. And the kavod rests on Jesus. Is Jesus. He is the glory of God. Why all this? To help our poor minds and spirits enter into this mystery which surrounds us, overwhelms us, and to get us out of our own little ruts. This is why the church gives us these. And our reward for getting up early and coming to Mass, to hear this, receive the body and blood of the Lord, and get ready for Easter, is that we are fed with an understanding of the plan of God.